今天晚上的布道会。
We welcome all of our friends who have come here to attend our evangelical service tonight.
啊，愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与我们同在。
May the peace and joy of God be with us all.
啊，我们开始聚会前，请我们低头来默祷。
Before our service tonight, let us bow our heads in silent prayer.
阿们，奉主耶稣的圣名开始我们晚上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
唱诗337。
Let us sing hymn 337. Prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，你从天上成为人来地上。
O Lord, we thank you for coming down from heaven above as a human on this earth.
你要成为我们的道路啊，借着你，我们才能够回到天父那里去。
You are the way to return to our heavenly Father.
主，我们要感谢你啊，你亲自带给我们丰盛的恩典。
O Lord, we thank you for the abundant blessings you give us.
使我们在世界上能够有平安跟喜乐。
So that in this world we may have joy and peace.
我们完了这个世界的生活，还有一个活泼的盼望。
And more so that we have the hope of eternal life after our life in this world is done.
主，求你带领我们晚上的布道会，让我们能够宣讲啊这个福音，让大家能够来明白接受。
O Lord, please guide our evangelical service tonight so that we can clearly proclaim your gospel so that all may understand.
主，愿你的名得到荣耀。
And that your name may be glorified.
阿们。
阿们。
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们请田传道来正道之前，我们继续请圣儿班师的西的圣诗班来献诗。
And before we invite Preacher Tian to come share the word with us, we first call upon the San Jose Choir to share some hymns with us.
Shall trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword? No, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, or anything else in all creation,will be able to separate us from the love of God. Dear friends, as you listen to this hymn, oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, let us take a moment to ponder how wide, deep, long, and high is the love of Jesus. Let us open our hearts and welcome Jesus into our life.
正如保罗在罗马书八章36节至39节所说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能力的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，或是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。亲爱的朋友们，在聆听下面这首诗歌《耶稣大爱》时，让我们都来想想主耶稣的爱是何等的长阔高深，让我们打开心扉，迎接主耶稣到我们的生命中来。
2,000 years ago, in a narrow street of Jerusalem, a man condemned to die for the sins of this world bore a heavy cross which he led to Calvary. With every step he took, he endured the agony of beating of Roman soldiers. The weight of the cross sent him down. Blood drenched his cloak, and a crown of thorns pierced his head. Yet he continued to endure the scorns of those who cried out for his death. He took this road of suffering willingly out of his love for you and for me. He's Christ Jesus, the Messiah that was crucified and resurrected to bring the hope of salvation to us. Now let us portray this touching story of Via Dolorosa with this hymn.
2002年前，在耶路撒冷的一条狭窄的小路上，一个为了拯救世人的罪而被定罪处死的人，背负着沉重的十字架走向各个他省。每走一步，他都要忍受那被罗马士兵鞭打所致的剧痛、沉重的十字架，屡屡将他压倒，鲜血染红了他的外衣，荆棘刺透了他的额头。 可是，他还要承受那周围想要处死他的人的轻蔑。他自愿选择了这条受难之路，是因为爱，为了你和我。他就是主耶稣基督，他就是那位我们死在十字架上，又从死里复活，并因此给我们带来得救盼望的神。现在就让我们用歌声 来告诉您这个受难之路的感人故事吧。
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony tonight.
首先欢迎我们亲朋好友及弟兄姐妹一起参加。
First, I would like to welcome all of our friends and family who have come here to worship with us tonight.
愿主亲自引导并且赏赐恩典给我们大家。
May our Lord Jesus Christ guide us, each and every one, and give us his blessings.
刚刚我们非常谢谢我们教会的诗班在这里所献的诗歌。
And we thank our choir of the San Jose Church for offering these hymns.
我们今晚跟大家谈分享的是主是道路。
Tonight we would like to talk about Jesus is the way.
我们在这个世上生活。
We live in this world.
我们常常要借着交通工具跟着既定的路线来达到我们要去的地方。
And we use various means of transportation on different roads to go to our destination.
如果走错了，就没有办法到我们要想去的地方。
If we take the wrong road, then we do not end up where we want to go.
记得在一个多月前，小弟搭乘班机直接飞往纽约啊。
Over a month ago, I took a flight to New York.
因为到达的时间呢，已经是将近12点了。
And because the time of arrival was about 12 o'clock.
有一个弟兄，他到机场接小弟，要到伊丽莎伯教会。
And there was a brother who was assigned to pick me up from the airport to go to Elizabeth Church.
因为半夜啊，错过了这个要离开的路口啊。
And at midnight, he missed the off-ramp.
所以那位弟兄他很好心，不过先带小弟啊，在一些城市里面绕来绕去了。
And this brother had good intentions, but he took me on a detour.
带小弟先参观这个纽泽西的夜市。
And he took me on a evening tour of New Jersey.
但是他很用心。
But he was a very.
他在路边停了好几次，问人家这个地方怎么走。
Good-hearted and stopped many times to ask the directions.
感谢主，最后我们就到达了伊丽莎伯教会。
And thank God, finally we arrived at Elizabeth Church.
那我们再想想啊，人生的道路里面。
So if we think about our own life path.
有些路走下去啊，你回不来啊。
Sometimes you take the wrong road and you can't come back.
走错了，它的结果人生也不同哎。
And if you go the wrong way, your whole life will change.
有的人想急速赚大钱。
Some people want to make money very quickly.
不择手段，用不法、不对的事情工作来赚取钱。
And they use ruthless means or unethical means to gain money.
结果他最后的结局是必须吃牢饭。
And so in the end, they end up in jail.
所以人生的道路要更加的小心。
So we have to take care which path we take in life.
开车迷了路，你还可以有机会再找到你要去的地方。
If you take the wrong road as you're driving, you can still find your way back.
人生决定错了方向，你人生的结局就会影响你所有的一切幸福。
But if you make the wrong decision in life, it could influence the rest of your life and your happiness.
圣经里面特别也有谈到有关道路这方面的信息。
And the Bible tells us very clearly which way we should take in life.
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn now to the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
John, chapter 14.
请看第六节。
Let us read verse 6.
十四章的第六节。
John, chapter 14, verse 6. John, chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣当时在此宣告他就是道路哦。
And Jesus personally said to everyone, I am the way.
当时的社会环境里面要宣告这样的信息是要面对很大的冲击的。
And in that society, to proclaim this kind of thing was very risky.
因为那个时代是由罗马政府所管辖而且来压迫的。
Because the place where he lived was under the control of the Roman Empire and government.
那时代的人都认为能够成为罗马公民啊，这是非常好的一条道路。
And many people at that time felt it was good to become a Roman citizen.
而且罗马帝国的势力横跨欧亚非三洲。
And the extent of the Roman Empire encompassed Europe, Asia, and Africa.
他们强调的是武力和各方面的强大。
And they emphasized military might and all means of power.
这是在当时的一个政治力量的现象啊。
So that was the situation politically at the time.
那另外犹太人、法利赛人、文士。
And also there, the Jews, the Pharisees and the scribes.
他们是当代的宗教领袖。
They were the leaders of the religious faith.
所以在这种宗教和政治的结合之下。
So under the control of both these religious and governmental powers.
又夹杂着有关希腊文化这一方面的一种传承。
And also the influence of the Greek culture.
所以主耶稣宣布说我就是道路的时候。
So when Jesus said here, I am the way.
那是一个非常危险又紧张的一个画面呢。
It was a statement that carried with it great danger and risk.
他甚至必须要面对政治、宗教以及社会文化方面的这种攻击批评的。
And he risked facing criticism from religious, political, and cultural segments.
但是在这样的时代背景，耶稣基督还是宣告：“我就是道路。”
But even in that situation, he was able to boldly proclaim, "I am the way."
因为他看见当时世代人呢、啊、被蒙蔽了心眼。
Because he saw that the people of his time were blind.
认不清人生真正的道路是什么。
They could not see where the true way of life was.
所以人在社会环境文化的影响之下。
So under the influence of the society.
耶稣就讲明一条真正进入神的国的道路。
Jesus dared to tell the true way to the heavenly kingdom.
而这条道路是有神的真理和生命在里面的。
And this way also carried with it God's truth and His life.
所以我们从这里可以看见。
So from this we can see.
他要引导世人能够找到一条真正通往天国的一条道路。
Jesus' purpose was to lead people to the true way to heaven.
这是一个很重要的人生方向。
This is an important direction in life.
为什么说主耶稣是道路呢？
Why do we say that Jesus is the way?
我们先来从旧约来看看有什么样的工作来预表着他要完成呢？
And let us look to the Old Testament to see what prophecies he fulfilled.
在以赛亚书的53章里面。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 53.
那里就有谈到这个仆人的工作。
It spoke there of the role of the servant.
从三节到十节。
From verses 3 through 10.
说这里谈到他要担当世人的罪孽哦。
And it describes how the servant takes on the sins of the world.
刚刚我们的诗班唱了那一首受苦之路。
And we just heard the hymn Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering.
借着他要来担当世人的罪孽哦。
And Jesus had to carry the burden of all the sins of the world.
我们看那个第十节。
Let us read verse 10.
神却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
神以他为赎罪祭。53章第十节。
God made him the sacrifice for sin, an offering for sin.
他要成为人类的赎罪祭哦。
So Jesus had to be the offering for the sins of mankind.
旧约早就预言应许他要来的工作就是这样哦。
So all the way in the Old Testament, we see the prophecies of his role in this world.
这表明了什么？
So what does this mean?
人的道路并不能解决人的罪。
It means that human ways cannot resolve the problem of human sin.
我们人再怎么样的开创你的人生啊，但是你的道路不能解决你的罪。
No matter how hard you try to make a way for yourself, you cannot resolve the problem of
human sin. 这又表明了什么？
So what does that mean?
人的道路根本就到不了天父那里去。
It means that a human way cannot make the way to God.
这两个是非常重要的事实哦。
These are two very important realities.
用人的方法绝对没有办法到天父那里去的。
There is no way that through human means we can reach the heavenly God.
所以主耶稣来的工作是要拯救世上的人。
So Jesus' purpose was to come and save the world.
当时施洗约翰为主铺路的时候，他也做了这样的见证。
And when John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus, he made this testimony.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第一章。
Let us read John chapter 1.
请看二十九节。
Verse 29.
第一章的二十九节
John chapter 1 verse 29
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说看哪、啊、神的羔羊除去世人罪孽
The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world
在这里施洗约翰看到耶稣基督来就这样来宣告做见证说
So here when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him he bore witness
看哪、啊、神的羔羊耶稣基督他是要除去世人的罪孽哦
Behold, the Lamb of God is Jesus Christ who takes away the sin of the world.
所以这条道路很明显的就在他的身上、哎、
So this way to the heavenly kingdom is very clearly on Jesus Christ.
在人类的 时空世界里面、啊、
In this world in which we live and
我们真的找不到任何人的方法道路可以通往神国的神国啊
There's no means that we can find ourselves to go to heaven.
从约翰福音的第一章的十九节一直到五十一节里面
From the first chapter of John, from 19 to 53.
这里就有不同的人在见证这位耶稣他是神是神的儿子
There are many people who bear witness and proclaim Jesus is the Son of God.
我们最后来看看耶稣他自己怎么说
And so let us finally read what Jesus himself said.
请看五十一节。
Let us read verse 51.
五十一节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
He said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you."
你们将要看见天开了。
Hereafter, you shall see heaven open.
神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。
And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
这里很清楚地告诉我们。
Here he says very clearly.
人类的时空要能够通往神国的道路，就在耶稣基督身上。
It is only through Jesus Christ himself that we can find the way to God.
这是一个真实的见证了。
And this is a true testimony.
而是这条唯一的道路就在耶稣基督身上。
And the only way to God is through Jesus Christ.
那我们就可以想看看耶稣说我就是道路。
So we can see Jesus said, I am
the way. 如果不借着我怎能到父那里去呢？
No one can go to the Father except through me.
既然我们要找到这位真神耶稣基督
So if we want to find the true God, we must find Jesus.
他怎么说怎么见证我们就是这样子来看待相信的
And therefore we must believe everything he says about how to find God.
好我们再来看这个约翰福音的十四章
Let's turn back to John chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章
John chapter 14.
当主耶稣要讲到说我就是道路真理生命的时候
When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life
特别谈到我就是道路的这个问题啊
He particularly pointed out, I am the way
那到底耶稣为什么会这样讲呢
Why is it that he started with the statement
我们请看那个十四章的一节到五节
Let us read from verse 1 to verse 5
那在这里啊主耶稣说在我父的家有许多的住处。
He tells us in his father's house there are many mansions.
如果没有，我早就告诉你们说没有了。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
第二节的下半段。
Second half of verse 2.
耶稣说：“我去原是为你们预备地方。”
He tells us, "I go to prepare a place for you."
然后三节说：“我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我这里那里去。”
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
我在那里也要叫你们在那里。
That where I am, there you may be also.
我往那里去，你们知道。
And where I go, you know.
那一条道路你们也知道。
And the way you know.
多马就说。
Thomas said to him.
主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去耶。
Lord, we do not know where
you are going. 怎么知道那一条道路呢
？And how can we know the way?
就在这个时候，耶稣才说：“我就是道路啊。”
So then Jesus said to him, "I am the way."
所以我们看到其中一个门徒叫多马。
So we see a disciple called Thomas.
他不知道主耶稣去哪里耶。
He didn't know where Jesus was.
在二节三节他讲得很清楚哎。
But Jesus had said so clearly in verses 2 and 3.
主要走哪一条路他也不知道。
And yet he did not know the way Jesus was
going. 那请问我们知道吗
？So do we know now?
主耶稣教导门徒三年多。
Jesus taught the disciples for three years.
其中一个门徒多马不知道耶稣要去哪里呢。
And yet, one of his disciples didn't know where he was going.
还问耶稣你要走的是哪一条路啊。
And he asked Jesus plainly, where are you going?
所以多马在这里也可以代表着这个世人，他们不了解耶稣的事，甚至得救的正路。
So Thomas represents the people of the world who do not know the truth of Jesus' way.
主耶稣在这里说，我为你们预备地方。
But Jesus told them, I go to prepare a place for you.
我去那边准备好，还要再回来接你们去。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you.
这个对约翰福音书里面有一个很重要的信仰观念。
And this is a very important point in our faith in the Gospel of John.
预备将来的地方。
Preparing a place.
然后又要回来。
And then returning.
再接他的门徒回去。
To receive his disciples again to him.
这个提供了一个将来的重要的去处。
And so this brings up the importance of this place we will go.
而那个地方不是在世界的这个地方可以找得到。
And that place is not a place we can find in this world.
虽然主耶稣曾经向他的门徒提过，他要什么时间要做什么事，要经过什么地方。
Jesus told his disciples many times when he was going to do something.
我们来看一下第十章。
Let us read verse 10, chapter 10.
三十八节。
Verse
38. 十章三十八节。
John chapter 10, verse 38.
对不起，四十节。
Verse 40.
我们看一下十章的四十节，耶稣又往约旦河外去。
Chapter 10, verse 40.
很明显他的工作的行程也被记载下来了。
It was very clear his path of ministry was recorded.
我们再来看十二章的二十七节。
Let us also read chapter 12, verse 27.
十二章二十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 27.
那耶稣在这里表明他心里非常的忧愁。
And Jesus expressed his troubled soul.
然后他就强调，就是在这个时候，我就是为这个时候而来的。
But he said at the end, but for this purpose I came
to this hour. 他把这个时候跟他的工作重要的内容做了一个结合。
And he combined the purpose of his life to this hour, this
moment. 但是耶稣在十四章里面他就交代他要走的那一条路。
But in chapter 14, he told them the way that he was going.
并不是在肉身，我们在福音书里面看到他要往耶路撒冷去，往哪里去的这种工作行程的路途的交代。
It was not to tell them the direction in this world to Jerusalem or any other city.
他在这里讲的不是他在世上的行程的道路的工作交代。
He wasn't talking about his itinerary in his travels.
而是讲着要通往神国的这条道路。
But rather he was telling them the way to the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们在这里看到他的门徒多马啊，他信得非常迟钝。
But yet his disciple Thomas did not understand.
虽然跟随主，但是他不明白这条道路的。
Even though he had followed Jesus so long, he didn't know the way.
那当主耶稣表明这条道路就是他自己的时候，
And yet when Jesus told him, he himself is the way.
他跟着就劝勉他们要用什么样的态度来找到这条道路呢？
He was encouraging them how to find this true way.
我们来看十四章的第一节。
Let us read chapter 14,
这里说你们心里不要忧愁。
Let not your heart be troubled.
你们信神也当信我。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
我们再来看十一节。
Let us read verse 11.
你们当信我。
Believe me.
再来看十二节。
Verse 12.
我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的是信我的人也要做。
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do.
当耶稣强调这一条道路就在他身上的时候，
When Jesus explained the way is in him.
从人的世界能够通往神国的道路，只有在他身上找到这条道路的。
The only way to find the way to God is through Jesus.
但是我们跟随他的人，
But we who follow Jesus.
要用信心来走这条道路。
We have to go on this way through faith.
就在耶稣基督身上啊。
On Jesus.
前面刚刚谈到说他要承担我们世人的罪孽。
We read before that he will take on the burden of our sins.
他自己做见证，我就是那位通往天国的道路就在他人子身上。
And he bore witness that he himself, the Son of Man, would be
the way to heaven. 真的是要用信心来度过。
So we have to accept this with faith.
曾经有一个传道。
There was a minister.
他面对一个教派的执事。
And he was talking to the deacon of another
church. 他是做一位警察。
He is a police officer.
而这个人也不喝酒。
And that person did not drink.
行为很好。
Was a very good
person. 很孝顺。
was very faithful to his parents and loving to his family. 也很渴慕道理。And received the word with. 所以他有一天就找我们教会的传道谈到。So he wanted to talk to our church minister.
他在那个教会也常常领会。
And he himself had led the service in his own church.
他非常喜欢我们真耶稣教会的道理。
But he also enjoyed listening to the truth that we
preached. 所以常常会定期拿到这个圣灵月刊。
So he would subscribe to the Holy Spirit monthly.
他常常很想受洗。
He wanted to be baptized.
但是他碍于家里的情面。
But he loved his family's situation.
他的岳父是那一个教派的第一大长老。
And his father-in-law had been the one of the founding elders of the church.
那他的岳母是那个教会的财务。
And his mother-in-law was the treasurer of the church.
他的太太是那个教会的妇女会会长。
And his wife was the leader of the sisters' fellowship.
哇，他真的很渴慕我们道理。
Yet he really wanted to know our truth.
但是他的生活现实的环境很困难。
But his own personal situation was
difficult. 太太威胁他，你如果到真耶稣教会，我就跟你离婚。
His wife threatened him, if you go to the True Jesus Church, I will divorce you.
然后岳父母也讲了一些威胁恐吓的话。
And his parents-in-law also threatened him.
所以他就软下来。
So he submitted.
他不敢受洗。
He did not dare to be baptized.
结果有一天呢，他身体不舒服。
But one day he fell ill.
原来他的肝已经是肝硬化的末期了。
Turned out that he was having end-stage cirrhosis.
他的肾也不好。
And his kidneys were also failing.
所以医院说没有办法，他只好不能再当警察，然后就回到家里休养。
So the doctors told him he could no longer be a police officer and had to rest.
就在他要离世的前三天。
Three days before he passed away.
那个传道带那一个负责人。
The preacher brought the church council
member. 哇，天天就是每一个晚上就到他家里坐。
To be with him every night.
教会聚会完了九点半，开个车四十分钟，九点半到他家。
So after the service in the evening, they would drive 40 minutes to his house.
然后到他的房间跟他谈。
And sit in his room with him and
哇，他的岳父母太太都很紧张。
And the parents-in-law and his wife were very nervous.
叫了他们教会的高级人物啊，就在那个睡房旁边的厨房啊，这个后面躲起来听我们在。听这个我们教会的传道在谈话。
And they asked their own church leaders to listen in on what our church ministers were telling him.
这个传道负责人走了，他们二三十个人出来就开始骂，一个人一句话一直骂，骂他。
After our ministers finished talking with him, their church members came out to criticize us.
这个人快死嘞。
But this person was about
to die. 奇怪，他家里人都没有想到说，如果有神的恩典，神开路或怎么样哈。可以试看看呢、啊。
But his family members didn't think of perhaps there is a way to save him.
哇，就威胁他，如果你死了，不给你办后事，把你丢在外面让狗吃掉哎。
And told him if you convert to the other church, we will throw you out and won't give you a good funeral.
哇，我们教会那个传道还记得他最后一句话。
And our church minister remembered what he said.
第三天来看。
The third day they
一样九点半一直到凌晨两点才离开。
They were there from 9:30 p.m. until 2 o'clock.
只要他说一句话，愿意到真耶稣教受洗，马上半夜就带到大河流里面洗礼的。
And they said if at any moment he decided to be baptized in the True Jesus Church, they would take him immediately.
但是将近凌晨两点的时候
，And around 2 o'clock in the morning,
他说了一句话
，He said something.
传道，很抱歉
，I'm sorry, preacher.
如果有来生，我一定会来信真耶稣教会。
If there is eternal life, I would believe in the True Jesus Church.
那个传道跟负责人听到这个话都替他流泪。你只要愿意，马上就带你到大河流洗礼。
So the minister immediately shed tears and said, "If you want to be baptized now, we'll take you."
缺乏了信心。
But he couldn't believe.
就在这句话结束，不得不跟他分开。
And after that, they had to separate.
还没有回到这个传道房，电话就来，他死了。
And before they arrived home, they received.
他没有信心走这条路哎。
He didn't have the faith to go on this way.
非常的可惜呀。
It was very pitiful.
圣经讲得这么清楚。
The Bible tells us so clearly.
也用各种方法把圣经的道理告诉他了。
They used every method they had to.
他听得感动还流泪。
And he even was moved to tears.
但是他突破不了自己的人情的这一关。
But he couldn't go beyond his own personal relationships.
每当这个传道想到这件事的时候，常常在传福音就好像抢救灵魂一样。
And every time the preacher preaches the gospel, it's like grabbing a soul.
我们有很多信徒也是这样认真的去面对福音工作的。
And many believers also take on the work of the gospel in this way.
愿意分享主的恩典。
To share the blessings of God's word.
很清楚神预备的那一条道路要用信心来走完它的。
But it's very clear that the only way we can find this way to the heavenly kingdom is through faith.
第三个方向。
The third way.
为什么说主是道路？
Why do we say that Jesus is the way?
亲自打开了这条通往天国的道路。
He is the one who opened the way to the heavenly kingdom.
我们请看希伯来书的第十章。
Let us read Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
十九节二十节。
Verses 19 and 20.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。在这里，希伯来书的作者亲自这样做见证。
Here, the writer of Hebrews personally witnesses.
耶稣基督用他的宝血。
Jesus Christ by his own blood.
用他的生命。
Through his life.
用他的身体。
And his flesh.
打开了这一条又新又活的道路。
Opened a new and living way.
他亲自为我们人类凿出这条进天国得救的道路。
He opened us, for us, all humankind, this way to the heavenly kingdom.
我们在美国怎么看都是很大又很漂亮。
Everywhere we look in America, everything is big and beautiful.
这个路随便跑都是好几条啊。
And there are many creeks around to see.
但是这个路你怎么跑都跑不了，跑不到天国嘞。
And many paths that we can take, but nothing can bring you
to heaven. 所以这一条通往天国的道路不是用人的手凿出来的路。
So this way cannot be found through human means.
因为这个道路是属天的，是属神的。
Because this way is of heaven and is of God.
更是属人类得救的一个重要的唯一道路。
It is the only way for us humans to be saved.
不是用人的方法就能做成的。
So it is not something we can achieve through our own effort.
从约翰福音十四章第六节可以了解。
From John chapter 14 verse 6 we understand.
当耶稣宣告，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
是那条唯一通往神国的路。
He is the only way to God.
他这样讲的时候，其实也是宣告了他的身份。
And by saying so, he also proclaimed his status.
也就是表明他这条道路是带了丰盛的真理和生命在里面的。
And it showed that he himself brings life and truth.
借着他死这个受死的十架道理啊。
Through the death that he suffered on the cross.
他被高举。
He was exalted.
然后被钉死在十字架上。
And was crucified on the cross.
这个死为我们人类受死的这个道路，却成就了十架的救恩。
And through completing the work on the cross, he opened up this new and living way for us.
我们可以在约翰福音里面呢，在不同的章数和经节里面，可以发现这条路是渐进去完成的。
And we can see through the Gospel of John that this way is completed through bit by bit.
这样的事情事实。很清楚的表露在圣经里面被记载下来了。
And this process is very clearly recorded in the Bible.
这一条真正生命的道路就是要荣耀父神。
The way is to glorify God in everything.
更是要表明在耶稣基督里面的生命的爱。
And it is to show the true love of Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音书的作者亲自做见证这样说。
So the author of the Gospel of John personally wrote,
耶稣在十字架上的死真的是有血水的见证。
And this is the testimony of Jesus' death on the cross, bearing witness to the water and
the blood. 这就是为了铺这个得救道路的见证。
It is the testimony that paves the way to salvation.
我们今天虽然有许多人信了主。
Even though many people believe in Jesus today.
但我们要找寻这条真正的得救道路。
But we have to find the true and living way to salvation.
其实约翰福音书里面呢，
Actually in the Gospel of John,
他在前面就已经预告了耶稣基督死而复活的这个十架救恩道路啊，很多人来信呢。
It said that there were many people who actually believed in this process of Jesus dying on the cross.
我们请看约翰福音的第二章。
Let us read John chapter 2.
请看约翰福音的第二章。
The Gospel of John chapter 2.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。 我们在这里看到作者其实就已经把结果表明在这里，许多人看了他的神迹之后信了他。
So the author writes the conclusion that many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did.
耶稣在世上传福音，
When Jesus was preaching in the world,
他行了很多很多的神迹。
He performed many miracles.
在约翰福音二十章的三十节里面这样记载。
In John chapter 20, verse 30, it says,
他说的话行的神迹好多，就算写书也写不完。
That the miracles and signs that he performed could not be recorded in any book.
但是他的终末神迹，
But the final miracle,
他在世上最后一个神迹就是把自己留在十字架上。
The last miracle he performed was to leave
his body on the cross. 然后亲自见证从死里复活，显现升天。
And then he resurrected from the dead, appeared to the disciples, and ascended into
heaven. 他真的成为我们人类赦罪的羔羊。
So he is truly the Lamb of God who sacrificed himself
for sin. 也为我们打开了这一条通往天国的道路。
And he is the way that opened a living way for
us. 如果我们信主是信主耶稣是得救的道路。
If we believe in Jesus and that he is the way.
我们将来就会照他的应许必与主相会。
Then we will also receive his promise that we will
在荣耀的国度里面跟他聚集。
To be united with him in the glorious kingdom.
我们已经找到这条道路。
We have found the way already.
而且接受他赦罪的洗礼了。
And we have received the baptism of
remission. 这条道路就是通往永生天国的路。
So this way is the only way to the heavenly
kingdom. 就在耶稣基督身上。
And we find it in Jesus Christ
himself. 他说我就是道路。
I am the way, he said.
通往神的国去。
To go to the heavenly kingdom.
这条道路就在他身人子他身上。
And this is the way that we find in him.
那我们要怎么样得早认识这条道路呢？
So how can we find this way to go?
这才是我们最重要的一个认识和追求。
And this is the most important pursuit in our life.
第一个，
First,
要相信在真耶教会赦罪的洗礼。
We have to believe in the baptism which is for the remission of our sins.
要在大水里面接受赦罪的洗礼。
We must receive baptism in the living water.
因为耶稣基督说，
Because Jesus himself said,
要进神的国，
in order to receive our heavenly kingdom,
要接受水洗和灵洗。
We must be baptized in the water.
水洗全身入水。
We must be immersed.
奉耶稣基督的名赦罪。
And have our sins washed away in the name of Jesus Christ.
从水里上来，你就是新造的人了。
When we come up from the water, we will be a new person.
那第二个要领受主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
The second thing we must have is the Holy Spirit from Jesus.
耶稣说要有经过灵洗才能够进神的国哎。
Jesus said we must receive, be baptized in the Holy Spirit to enter.
所以这个圣灵的洗就是要祷告向他祈求的。
So we only receive the Holy Spirit through praying.
他应许给我们所有要祈求的人。
And he has promised the Holy Spirit to everyone.
我们也是要凭着信心来祷告向他祈求他的圣灵。
Therefore we must pray in faith to ask for the Holy Spirit.
第三个，
Third,
要领受圣经一切的真理。
We have to receive and follow all of the words of the Bible.
这一切都是神所默示的。
All of these were revealed to us by God.
我们要深深的来相信接受。
So we have to thoroughly believe and accept.
这三个认识。
So understanding these
three things. 我们就会体会经历主是道路的一个见证了。
Then we will truly understand the witness that Jesus is the way.
在这里讲一个见证。
I'd like to bear testimony.
有一个传道人。
There was a preacher.
他每天都会早上起来做祷告。
Every morning he would rise up and pray.
那有一天呢、啊，在会堂一个人祷告的时候
，One day in the morning when he was alone praying.
哎，刚开始他的心里面有一种焦虑。
And he felt something agitating his chest.
一种 worry 哈。
There was a kind of
worry. 也不知道是为了什么事情。
He didn't know what it was.
所以他就跪着祷告。
So he knelt down to pray.
祷告祷告到了一半。
So, in the middle of his prayer,
就在祷告中想起说，哎，有一个老弟兄住在医院。
And he thought of there was an elderly brother in the hospital.
哎，应该要去看他。
And he thought he should visit him.
想到这件事的时候啊，心里就平静。
Once he remembered that, then his heart was.
啊，这个传道人比较有这种经验了。
And this minister had this kind of experience.
只要在祷告中，本来烦乱的心里。想到什么事什么工作平静的时候有神的意思在里面的。
So he experienced how when there was something bothering him and he prayed about it, once he
所以他在祷告中决定要来等一下要去看那个老弟兄。
Understood the work then, he knew it was God's will.
那快结束的时候有听到一个弟兄来祷告。
So at the end of his prayer, he heard another brother praying.
后来祷告完了。
When they finished their
prayer. 这个传道很高兴啊，就跟那个弟兄讲啊。
So the minister very happily said.
他是一个负责人。
This other brother.
你今天怎么会来这里啊？
He asked him, "Why are you here today?"
他说我休假。
He said, "I'm on vacation."
想一想无聊，就跑到教会找传道，找看看有没有有聊啊。
So he said, nothing better to do but to see if there's anything going on.
所以有信徒找传道的时候，也是一个不错的事情了。
So for the believers to find the minister is not a bad thing.
这个传道就说，好好好，来来来，一起去访问。
So the minister said, why don't we go and visit this brother?
他说好啊。
And so the
两个人就一起去医院了。
Went along to the hospital.
看到那位老弟兄。
He went to visit this old brother.
七十几岁。
He was in his 70s.
他就看到传道说，就说。不要看我了，明天我就出院了。
And he told the minister, "Don't worry about me. I'll be out of the hospital tomorrow."
哇，要看就看那个有一个人快死掉了。
He said, "Why don't you go and visit the person who's about to die?"
哇，那个人住在医院已经一个月了。
And this person has been in the hospital for a month.
白天晚上都乱叫，好像猪被杀一样，很惨。
He said, "Every morning and at daytime and nighttime, he's screaming out as if."
这个老弟兄说，我如果再不出院了，那个人还没死，我死了。
And he says, "If that person hasn't died by the time I leave the hospital, then I'll die."
这个老弟兄很幽默的啊。
And so the soul brother had a sense of humor.
后来祷告完，
after they prayed
这个传道就跟那个负责人就真的跑到那一个房间去看。
So the minister and the church council member went to see this other person.
是一个人住的。
It was a single family.
哇，敲一敲门。
They knocked on the door.
然后打开。
They opened the door.
一打开啊，那个房间臭得不得了。
And once they went in, they smelled this terrible
stench. 所以这个传道就马上停止呼吸。
And the minister stopped breathing.
但是那个负责人就不一样了，退几步又蒙鼻子。
But the other brother, stepped back a few steps and covered his nose.
这个他们很有默契啊。
And they knew what they were.
虽然这个传道年纪比较轻，负责人年纪比较大。
The minister was a little younger and the brother was older.
这个传道就转过来看他，眼睛很利，他明白那个意思啊。
As they didn't have to say anything, but they knew what the other person was.
他也是停止呼吸，两个人就走进去了。
And they also held their breath and walked in the room.
真的臭得不得了。
It was very terrible smell.
在里面呼吸啊，真的是要算几次。
And you could only take a few breaths at a time.
刻意停止呼吸，受不了，再赶快吸一下，又马上停止的。
You had to hold your breath as long as you could until you couldn't stand it.
为什么那么臭啊？
Why did it smell so badly?
因为那个躺在病床上的那一个人啊，他的一只腿跟那个臀部啊，全部是烂烂流脓又黑黑的。
And the person in bed had a completely pustulous leg and buttock.
整条腿很难看啊，很臭哎。
It was infected and very smelly.
肉烂烂的又流那个脓，黄黄的，那怎么会不臭呢？
So there was pus coming out of the wounds everywhere. So
这个传道就跟他们讲了。
So the preacher told him.
因为他太太在旁边也是一直哭，哭了，红肿的眼睛。
And his wife was sitting by the bed and also crying.
这个传道说，我们是真耶稣的教会的传道跟负责人来看你。
And the preacher said, "We are from the True Jesus Church and we've come to visit
you." 都不认识的。
They had never met before.
说啊，听说你这边比较辛苦，所以过来看一看。
So we heard that you're having much difficulty, so we came to see you.
那你可以一起祷告吗？我们帮你祷告啊。
And if you're willing, we can pray together for you.
他说可以。
He said, "All right."
所以教他们怎么祷告。
So the preacher taught him how to pray.
只有跟他们讲怎么祷告
And after telling them how
to pray. 然后那个传道就按手在这个病人的头上。
The preacher laid hands on the sick patient.
按完了就走了。
And after they finished,
they left. 那个传道说有时间过几天再来看。
And the preacher said, after a few days, perhaps we will come and visit you again.
奇妙的事就发生。
Then something wonderful happened.
那个下午要开刀。
Afternoon, he was about to have
surgery. 如果看那个烂肉拿掉又流血很多，那个脚，那一只脚，整只脚就要切肢了。
And if the infection was too deep, they would have to amputate the leg.
那可是很奇妙哎。
But very wonderfully.
当这个传道负责人一离开
，As soon as the minister and the brother left.
对。他的脚就有知觉了。
He started to have feeling in the leg again.
本来都没有知觉的。
He couldn't feel the leg before.
那个好像不是他的那一只脚哎。
It almost was as if it wasn't his own limb.
所以 他就很期待这两个人再来。
So he really hoped for these two people to visit him again.
过了三天，这两个人又出现了。
So three days later, they came again.
诶，没有那么臭了。
It wasn't smelling as bad.
所以不必常常停止呼吸了。
So they didn't have to breathe.
为什么？
So infrequently.
他那一只腿啊，那个烂的、流脓的不见了，干干了。
Because all the pus had dried up.
他就分享三个体验。
So he shared with them three.
第一个体验，祷告完一走，他开始有知觉。
First, as soon as they finished praying, he started to have feeling.
第二个体验。
Secondly.
医生准备很多血袋，结果一包血袋都用不到。
And the doctors had prepared to transfuse many units of blood, but they.
而且也不用再切那条腿。
And they also decided he did not have to have a leg.
第三个体验。
Third.
很奇妙，祷告以后他不再疼痛。
After the prayer, he stopped feeling pain.
是睡了三天三夜的好觉。
And he could sleep soundly for 3 days.
是他一直在等这两个人呢。
So he waited patiently for these two people.
哎，如果不再来的话，他也不知道是哪两个人呢。
If they didn't come again, he would never, perhaps never see them.
感谢主，神又感动这两个工人又再去医院了。
Thank God, God moved these two workers to go.
哇，他分享这个事情啊，大家很高兴。
So after he shared his experiences, everyone was very joyful.
他就一起祷告了。
And they prayed again.
为什么他会造成这样的病呢
？Why did he have that kind of illness？
他这个人是黑社会培养的一个杀手。
Actually, he was a mobster.
哎，个子不高，身高不到160公分。
Actually, he wasn't very tall in stature.
他杀手的外号名称叫做眼镜蛇。
But he was a hitman, and his nickname was.
他所有的个性动作就跟那一只眼镜蛇是一样凶狠的。
And all of his actions were just like a cobra.
虽然人不高啊，但是他那个眼神、那个动作，你一看就是大坏蛋一个。
Even though he wasn't very tall, as soon as you saw him, you know he was full of evil.
你不敢杀，他敢杀。
Anything he you wouldn't be able to do, he could do it.
哎，他自己这样说啊。
He actually said.
从台湾的台北杀到桃园，杀到台中，杀到高雄的，命令一来就杀了。
As soon as he got an assignment, he went on the job.
我有时候看到这个教会有的人脾气很大，你是没有碰到这种人了，不然你不敢大声讲话的。
And you would be shaking if you ever met him.
在教会大家灵修很好啊，容得你让你大声讲话。
And in the church, of course, we can express our opinions
freely. 你到外面去碰到看看，你马上没有声音的。
But if you ever offended him, you would be scared.
甚至一辈子很安静的啊，就没有再出声音了。
So you wouldn't want to say anything to offend him ever again.
大家灵修好啊，不跟你争啊，所以以后还是温柔一点比较好。
So we have to remember to be humble and nice to other people.
他后来在一次的犯案当中啊，他被关到台湾外岛一个独立岛独立房里面的。
And after he was arrested for one of his crimes, he was put in solitary
confinement. 经过总统特赦两次。
And after the presidential order.
但是也关了将近20年了才放出来。
He was only released after 20 years.
他放出来想改变自己哦。
He actually tried to reform.
他也想重新做人哦。
He wanted to become.
但是社会不给他机会。
But the society did not allow.
一听到是杀人犯，又是黑社会杀手，又是这个，不愿意给他一个工作机会了。
So they knew of his criminal record as a murderer, a mobster, so they didn't give him a chance to get a real job.
他不知道怎么走过他的人生啊。
So he didn't know how to live his life.
啊，最后干脆就这样下去了，改不了了。
So he went back to the dark ways.
所以回到故乡是打架之王啊。
So he returned to his hometown and he was the head mobster.
喝酒之王啊。
He was the most.
做坏事的第一啊。
Most despised and notorious criminal.
他很厉害，到商店啊，那个老板马上会说啊，你尽量拿都不算钱哦，请客。
And anytime he entered any store, they said, "Help yourself. Don't worry, we won't charge you."
没有人敢对他说什么。
Nobody dared to cross.
为什么
？Why?
刚刚开始有人报警察，警察来也被他吓跑啊。
At first people reported him to the police, but the police also ran away.
好，你去叫一大堆警察来，但是你会比我先死啊，你试看看。
So if you report me to the police, then you'll be gone first.
没有人敢动哎。
So nobody dared to.
他有一天喝醉酒啊。
One day he was drunk.
啊，回到他的家。
And he returned home.
为了省一些瓦斯税，他们家有那个很大锅的水，用木材煮啊，然后洗澡间在旁边顺便摇就洗澡了。
So, in order to save gas, they actually used firewood to boil some water for bathing.
就在这个时候，正在摇的时候，他打瞌睡睡着了，太醉了。
And in preparing the water, he actually fell asleep because he was so drunk.
他那一只腿啊，跟臀部就在那个大锅的滚水那边滚了。
So he actually started to cook his leg.
刚刚好儿子看到，赶快就拉出来。
And his son saw him, and he suffered severe
burns. 他穿牛仔裤，把牛仔裤拉下来，熟的皮，熟的肉，粘在牛仔裤一起下来了。
So his son tore off his jeans, but all the flesh came.
他只要一喝酒，孩子太太都不敢回家的。
Anytime he was drunk, his wife and son never dared to go home.
这个人很可怕。
He was very.
比眼镜蛇还毒啊！这个。
He was actually more poisonous than the cobra.
后来。再坏的爸爸，再坏的丈夫，妈妈跟儿子、啊、就把他送到医院了。
So, no matter how bad off he was, his wife and son took him to the hospital.
第一家医院不敢收。
Actually, the first hospital
didn't take him. 太严重了。
It was too severe.
又送到另外一家很大的医院。
They took him to the next hospital.
哇，一到那边啊，医师一出来啊，他们马上跪在那边求医师救啊。
And they knelt down, the family knelt down and asked the doctors to save him.
医师没有办法，就赶快叫九个护士。来给他做一些处理啊。
And the doctors had to call 9 nurses over to take care of him.
啊，赶快把那个熟的肉刮一刮。
They had to cut off the flesh that was burnt.
其中一个护士看了那种刮熟的肉，然后又流血，他看了昏倒，换他进拿去急救。
And it was so hard to bear. One of the nurses fainted watching the procedure.
就这样住在医院一个月，天天叫像杀猪一样，很痛苦哎。
So that's why he stayed in the hospital for a month and screamed out.
哇，那一次有体验了，他就立志。
So that day after the prayer, with the experience,
我能好出院，我一定要到真耶稣教会去。
He made a determination saying, if I ever get out of the hospital, I will join the
church. 过了一个月啊。
After another month,
有一天他跑到教会来找传道。
One day he came to the church to look for the minister.
那个传道突然不认识他。
And the minister didn't recognize him.
哇，他去理个头发，然后胡子又刮。原来长得也不错。
Was shaved himself and actually looked pretty decent.
哇，那个传道问他你是谁啊？
The minister asked him, who are you?
我就是那个你们帮忙祷告的那个人啊。
And he said, I'm the person in the hospital you prayed for.
你的脚还在啊，不用去啊。
He said, your leg is still intact?
我决定要来真耶稣教会慕道。
He said, "I am determined to find the truth."
哇，他去参加教会的诗歌布道会。
So he came to the evangelical service.
哇，听到我们诗班献诗啊，就哭了呢。
And when he heard the hymnal presentation, he started
crying. 就在传道的后面，他就讲，我以前听的歌不是这样嘞。
And he said, "I never heard a song like this before."
以前我们喝酒走楼又抱都要有漂亮的女孩唱那种歌的。
And I was always in a drunken stupor partying with all these women.
哇，为什么那时候听的歌又抱女人都不会流泪感动？
And he said, no matter what kinds of songs I heard, I never was touched.
怎么来到教会会感动这样的诗歌呢？
Why is it that hearing these hymns, I'm suddenly moved to tears?
一面听一面流泪。
So he listened and cried at the
same time. 然后啊，听道理也听到心里面去了。
And he actually listened carefully, and the word
他想我是一个罪人呢。
He realized he was a sinner.
我过去残害多少人的生命啊
！How many souls and lives?
让多少家庭呢遭受到问题啊
！And created so many family.
我是个罪人，耶稣还会要我吗
？And he said, such a sinner as me.
我人生的道路已经没有了。
I have nowhere to turn in my life.
主啊，我配吗
？Am I worthy to?
最后祷告的时候
，And when he prayed,
他也跑到前面接受了祷告。
He came to the front and prayed.
他向神祷告说
He prayed to God and said,
我这种大罪人
He said, I am such a great sinner.
社会的败类
I am the dirt of
society. 伤害别人家庭的幸福
I have no means of family
甚至抢夺别人的生命
I've even taken other people's lives.
我这种人主耶稣还会要我吗
Would you accept me, Jesus?
哇，当他这样祷告的时候
When he prayed in this way,
他嘴巴就大声讲哈利路亚哈利路亚
He started to cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah.
就在这样的一个悔改的祷告里面
And in that prayer of repentance,
他才认识了这个耶稣是道路的这个见证
He finally realized that Jesus is the way.
就在这个时候他看到荣光异象照到他祷告的地方
And he saw a glorious light in a vision shining where he
跟着有一股热流灌满他的全身
Suddenly a powerful heat came upon him.
然后他讲哈利路亚的声音就不清楚最后舌头卷动了
And as he was crying out hallelujah, suddenly his tongue
started to roll. 感谢主，高兴的流眼泪。
He was so joyful, he
was crying. 我这么坏的人，耶稣还要我。
He said, even such an evil person as me, Jesus will take.
感谢主。
He thanked God.
他立下心志，一定要在真耶稣教会里面生活。
And so he finally decided to live his life.
不再羡慕过去以前的黑社会的道路。
He would never go back to the old ways.
得圣灵之后。
After he received the Holy Spirit.
他开始就看到血会怕。
And he started to be afraid of
sin. 家里要杀鸡杀鸭，不敢碰。
He was actually afraid to butcher.
以前流人家的血啊，那是很简单，眼睛也不会眨一下。
Before he would never blink an eye, actually killing a person.
哇，家里人看到他这个父亲这个丈夫变了。
But everybody in his family saw how a changed man he was.
哇，就也开始来慕道。
So they too also came to church.
也开始来认识这个耶稣是道路的一个见证。
And they wanted to see how Jesus is the way.
尤其他要洗礼的前一天。
The day before he was to be baptized.
他把他过去眼镜蛇的武器啊，拿出来给那个传道看。
He took all of his former weapons and showed them to the minister.
哇，那个有几把枪。
There were a few guns.
有那个杀人的刀。
There were knives.
各种武器没有看到的，难怪称作黑社会的杀手。
So they could see that he was really an assassin.
哇，这个传道看一看啊，很想要当中一两把不错了。
Minister thought that his weapons were actually
quite nice. 因为那个是从国外进口，买不到的。
Because they were actually foreign imports.
所以这个传道就问他，你打算怎么处理这些武器？
So the minister asked him, what are you going to do with these weapons?
他不敢要。
The minister.
所以先问你怎么处理啊？
Didn't ask for them up front.
哇，结果他真的很有信心。
But the brother said,
我打算给传道看，让你知道，过去我的人生就在这个里面。
And he said, I wanted to show you this is the life I used to lead.
明天要受洗了，所以不要再去碰这个东西。
That I'm going to be baptized tomorrow. I will never touch these things again.
所以他要把这个武器埋到没有人住的地方，埋到土里面。
So he decided to bury them in a place where no one would find them.
不愿意再为这个国家社会制造第二条眼镜蛇。
And he would not want anyone else to be a cobra like.
哇，他讲得太好，又有信心了。
And so he had great faith.
所以那个传道把刚才的想法赶快擦掉，没有啊。
So the minister also agreed with him.
就这样接受洗礼，成为我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
And then he was baptized and became a believer.
整个人生改变呢。
His whole life changed.
他的人生道路自己找出来的。
He found the way for his life
again. 结果是黑暗，结果是罪恶。
At first it was dark and full
of sin. 当时他认为很风光。
He used to think he was glorious.
这个黑社会听到他这个眼镜蛇的名号，最怕他找上门了，危险了。
So he was notorious and famous throughout the underworld.
但是今天他改变了人生。
But today he was a new man.
耶稣基督亲自拣选了他。
Jesus Christ saved him.
让他认识了主耶稣的道路。
So that he could recognize the way. 人生得到
更新完全的改变。
A complete way of changing his life.
你我多次在主的道路里面得到更新改变了。
You and I have also received this way of a new life.
哇，感谢主，他真的是改变了他的人生。
So thank God that he truly changed into a new man.
他真正亲自经历了主是道路的一个见证。
And he personally experienced how Jesus is the way in his own life.
或许我们没有这么样像他那么不好。
Perhaps we have not been as evil as he.
我们更应该容易走在主的道路上。
But it should be even easier for us to
follow Jesus. 更应该能够有力量赶快接近主的道路。
That we can change our lives to follow
Jesus. 把握住这个机会和恩典。
To take advantage of this opportunity.
趁活着的时候，让我们有限的生命结合到永恒耶稣基督的生命道路里面。
So that we can connect our life today to the eternal life of Jesus Christ.
尤其在祷告要向神诉说的时候，他非常认真的。
Especially when we pray before God, we have to be.
他听到有神的圣灵可以改变人。
When this man heard that the Holy Spirit could
change him,
could help him.
很用心祷告的。
He prayed very hard.
神看内心。
And Jesus saw
his heart. 一个人愿意悔改。
That he was truly
repentant. 一个人愿意改变。
That he was
willing to change. 神就在中
间。And so God worked in him.
这是一个真实的见证。
And this is a true story.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
180首。
180.
Yes. 那您还没有领受从神来的圣灵，
If you have not yet received the Holy Spirit from
God, 这个时候你更可以来体验圣灵的见证。
So then you can too experience the testimony of
the Holy Spirit. 神的圣灵是应许给每一个人的。
The Holy Spirit is promised to everyone.
他迟早会得到。
And it is only a matter of
time. 但是你要有信心来向他祈求。
We must have the faith to ask for it.
有圣灵的同在表明神所有一切的一种祝福。
And whenever we have the Holy Spirit in us, it represents all of
God's
blessings.
帮助我们给我们力量的。
And he will help us and give us strength.
我们祷告第一句话这样讲。
So when we pray, we say.
要说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
那这个只讲一次。
And we say that at the beginning.
这是主耶稣教的。
This is all what Jesus taught us.
那接下来你要讲哈利路亚。
And following that, we say hallelujah.
哈利路亚是希伯来话。
Hallelujah is Hebrew.
世界通用的说法。
It is a universal word.
意思就是赞美主的意思。
It means praise the Lord.
所以你要迫切的祷告祈求。
So you must pray fervently.
你其他所有的话，你的问题需要你放在你的内心里面。
Whatever your concerns or problems,
但是你的嘴巴要迫切的讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
But in your mouth, you must cry out hallelujah.
你渴慕这位神。
And to show how much you desire God. And desire His Holy Spirit.
渴慕他的恩典。
To seek after His
你的祷告是很用心迫切的。
You must pray with all your heart.
而不是那种懒懒的。
Not the kind that is lazy.
所以一定要用心。
So use all your heart.
神看内心。
God looks at our heart.
那我们祷告的态度是这样。
So this is our attitude in prayer.
双手合着放在胸前。
We put our hands together and put it in front of us.
眼睛闭起来。
We close our eyes.
然后双膝跪在主的面前祷告。
And we kneel before God in prayer.
如果您的脚不方便，可以坐在第一排。
If it is hard for you to kneel, you may sit in the front row.
我们在座的长职传道会按手在头上。
Our ministers and deacons and elders will lay hands on
you. 目的是祝福我们。
And this is to bless us.
目的是求神成全我们所求的。
And to ask God to fulfill our prayer.
所以我们在祷告里面可以经验神的恩典同在。
So through our prayers, we can experience the blessing of God.
要求圣灵的，请跪到第一排。
So those who pray for the Holy Spirit, please come to the front.
要求属灵恩惠的，就跪到第二排以后。
If you are asking for blessings of grace, please go to the second row.
我们就带着诚心，现在一起来到前面跪下祷告。
So now with a sincere heart, let us come together and pray in front.
我们开始动作。好，谢谢。